to not doing a podcast yesterday. I was literally so tired yesterday. Sleepy. I was like, I don't want to really. And I was going to record because I kept looking at my phone and pulling up the app. I was like, I'm going to record my podcast. I'm going to record an episode. And I was all like excited about it. I had like planned out that I was going to do like Q&A and all that stuff. And then like it just didn't work out because me and my daughter, we started watching a movie. And it's like we got into this movie. Then we ended up watching the movie, eating chips and popcorn, and just falling asleep. So have you ever seen that movie? I think it's Judy Moody, it's Bummer Summer or something. Something like that. We watched that last night. I've never seen it, but I think I saw the preview when it didn't really come out. And yeah, we watched that. It was really good. We watched that last night, and she liked it. So, yeah, and then we just fell asleep. So, I never got to record for you guys. So, it's really, this weekend was just tough. It's been, like, long and draining and tiresome and just so much going on and just me trying to just deal with it all. So, it's been a hectic. It's been a lot going on this weekend. It's been a whirlwind of emotions and tears and all kinds of stuff going on. I am proud to say, though, that I did start taking my anxiety and depression medication again. So I started taking it again yesterday, took it again this morning. So I'm getting on track to taking my pills and making sure that I never stop taking them. So I did take my medication. I'm making sure like that's one of the first things I do when I get up. I just take my medication, it's just important to get it out of the way. So, yeah, I did all that, got myself all together, and now I'm headed to work for this long day. I kind of don't even want to go to work. I'm just completely off, and I have 1,000 like thoughts going through my head. And I just don't know what to think right now, guys. I'm just like all over the place. But I think because I'm thinking about this weekend, I'm thinking about my relationship with a boyfriend or ex or whoever you want to be. I don't even know anymore. We haven't even spoken in like the last couple of days. I think last time I spoke to him was, I don't even know, was it Thursday or Friday? I don't know. I can't really remember. I think it was Thursday or Friday or something, and then we haven't really spoken since. So, you know, and then it makes me think like, I want someone who's going to really love me. I want someone who's really going to be here for me. I want someone who's really going to be like, you know what, even when I'm going through my darkest hour, they're going to hold my hand through it all. So, I don't know. And again, guys, when I do talk about him in the podcast, it's not to bash him. It's just to say how I feel. And if he would have heard this, I mean, he would just hear it. I mean, the same things I tell you guys, I would tell him. So it's no different. But, I wanted to just talk about how when you have a mental illness or mental health issue, how it affects the relationships around you. I don't think we ever really think about that, guys, but it really does affect our relationships with our family, our friends, our significant others. Like, a mental illness just definitely affects all the relationships around us. Like, we don't, you know, and for me, I never really thought of it that way, but as time went on, I'm like, you know what? As I'm going through things, I'm thinking, oh, I'm good, I'm okay. I'm realizing, like, no, my mental illness and my anxiety, plus it does affect my relationships. And some people can handle that in me, and some people can't. And I think it takes us, as people with mental illness, to speak up and sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes to say, hey, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I want to do next. And we need to have some boundaries. For me, it's like a certain triggers will set me off. And I have a breakdown. Crying, or I'll get really upset, and it's uncontrollable, and I don't know how to control myself when I get like that. And for me, it's like I need people around me to be like aware of the trigger, so that when they're in my presence, they don't do any of the trigger things that will set me off or get me upset. And I think that even it's up to also the people around us to say, hey, what are your triggers? Hey, what is bothering you, Johnny? Hey, what can I do to fix this? Hey, because I feel like a lot of people, like I said, still are not educated on mental illness and mental health and what it means. They still have in their mind, oh, if you have a mental health issue, you're crazy, you're this, you're that, and whatever. But the point is, people need to be, you know, more aware of the things they say and things that they do, because it does affect how we interact and how we see ourselves in our daily lives. It affects us. When we want to speak up all the time and say it doesn't, but it does. And I think sometimes it's hard for people to have a relationship with people that have a mental health issue. They don't know how to interact with us. They don't know what to say to us. They don't know how to be around us. They think we do certain things. Like I said, that we're crazy or something. I think that for me, the biggest thing is my mom. Like, she grew up in a similar situation as I, where she had someone in her family that had a mental illness issue. So because of that, she can look at me and she knows the triggers, she knows the warnings, she knows the signs. And it's just me and her, she's good at reading me. So it helps our relationship because I don't have to explain too much to my mom because she just knows what to do and what's going on. You know, with my dad, it's a little bit harder because he's never really had to deal with anyone with a mental illness. So for me, it's sitting down with my dad, just saying, "Dad, these are my triggers, these are things." And we talked about that this weekend. And I said, "Dad, this is what I'm dealing with, this is what I'm going through." And I said, "Dad, you don't see it, but this is it." And so I think it helps him to understand, like, hey, certain things I may not can say or do, or hey, certain things, this is because she's dealing with a moment or whatever. So I think it's important because certain people just don't get it. And I even think with my boyfriend or whatever, I think feel like he understood it to a certain extent, but to a certain extent he didn't fully really get it. He didn't really get it. Like, I mean, I feel like, and it's okay because not everybody's going to get it. You have to sit down, you have to explain, and it takes time because everybody has to adjust when you're dealing with someone in your family or friends or whoever has a mental health issue or mental illness. Everyone in a situation has to learn to adjust, and everyone in a situation has to learn to be understanding. It takes both of you to be understanding just to learn. But I think the biggest thing is when someone actually comes to you and say, "Hey, educate me. Hey, tell me what's going on." That's the best feeling to me, because then that person is saying to me they want to get to know me. They want to know what's going on with me. They want to help me. But when someone is just not trying to understand where I'm coming from, not trying to understand what I'm dealing with, and they just they want to call me names like I'm crazy or what's wrong with her, she's freaking out, she's doing this, that's telling me they don't want to understand what's going on with me. And some people will never get it. You're going to have people in your life that will just never really understand it. They're always going to kind of make you look like, oh, I don't want to say the word crazy, but kind of make you look like something's always wrong with you. When a lot of times, I think it's two people come together in relationships, whether it's, like I said, family, friends, whomever, but if they come together and sit down and talk, so much can be resolved. But some people can't even accept the fact that their family member or their friend or whoever has a mental health issue. In their mind, they're like, no, they don't have it, it's wrong, and they're acting out, they're good. And that's another issue, because it's hard to sit down and have a relationship with someone who really doesn't get it. They're just like, oh, you're acting out, you're doing this, there's nothing wrong, you're just doing it for attention or something. People think like that, unfortunately. I've seen so many numerous episodes of Dr. Phil where, like, people had issues and this whole stuff, all kinds of stuff, and some of the family members sitting on the stage, they just didn't get it. They were, like, in Looney Land or something. I mean, I don't know, but they just didn't understand. And Dr. Phil's trying to get through to them, and he's telling them this is that, and they're just like still like in their own little world, still not getting it. And no matter how much Dr. Phil drills into their head, how much their family member, you know, says this is what I'm going through, they're just not getting it. Some people don't even try to get it. They're just like, whatever, I ain't gonna try to understand what you're going through, I don't even care. Some people are just like that, and it's sad, but some people just don't try to understand because they're just so caught up in their world that they don't even care basically about stuff that you are dealing with, which is sad. But that's why I say it really needs to be an understanding of that and the effects that it does have on people and their relationships. Because a lot of times we don't get it all the time, and a lot of people just don't understand some of the factors that play when you have a mental illness. For me, it's like, you know, I see so much hate online. I won't even lie. When I go on Twitter, well, not for me, but just for other people. Like, when I go on Twitter, Instagram, or especially on Twitter, though, I'm going to say that's the main one. People have a mental health issue, and they speak out, and like, well, I'm going to kill myself. When people try to tell their stories, people are telling them to kill themselves, and this and that, blah, blah. And it's like, why is it that necessary for someone to say these things to somebody and make somebody feel bad about themselves? Why do you need to tell someone to kill themselves? If someone's on the internet and they're reaching out saying, "I need help, I'm going through a lot of my life, I don't want to be here anymore," you should be more than willing as a human being and a good person to help that person, speak them off the ledge, instead of sitting there and telling them, "Well, go kill yourself," and all this thing. I don't even know why people use that term and send people death threats and kill yourself and do all these things. It's horrible. So people don't realize the magnitude that that does to somebody, especially somebody with mental illness. You're telling this person to off themselves, and some people actually end up doing it. And then when they do, you are looking crazy because you told this person to kill themselves. Like, you have to, and the world we live in is tough. It's tough as hell. And I feel like you do have to be a strong person. And I, from just me speaking, I'm not always strong. I'm weak sometimes too, I admit. I think everybody has a weakness. Not everybody is just strong 24/7, and that's okay. But I think that you just have to be as strong a person as you can be, especially if you want to be on the internet, because I feel like people on the internet are so ruthless, they're so vindictive, they're just horrible. And so you have to watch yourself every step of the way. You have to make sure that, you know, you're always, I don't want to say on top of your game, but I want to say always make sure that if you put something out on the internet, you want to make sure that that's what you want out there. Because people, you're going to have some people, it's like 50-50%. You're going to have 50% of people that say, oh my God, you know, I'm sorry you're going through this, let me help you. Another 50% says, the hell with that, I'm not helping her, I could care less about what she's going through. You know, and some people are just like that. But I think we have to learn to bridge the gaps in our relationships with people around us. Because I think that that's why, in my case, I think a lot of times that's why my relationship is in the place it's in, because I was dealing with a mental illness I've been dealing with mental illness for years, but lately I thought I was better, and come to find out the last year or two I have not been better. I've been worse. Like I told you guys, I've been kind of faking it, like thinking I'm good, and people around me are telling me, you're not good, Sherelle, but in my mind, I was good. I mean, I didn't want to believe that something was wrong until my mom set me down and people started telling me, what is going on with you? And I started saying, you know, then I started sitting down thinking about all the things I had been doing over the past couple months. And I was like, you know what? Something is wrong. I need to reach out to my therapist. I need to get help. I need to get myself together because something is not right in me. And I think that, you know, I think we all need to, like, work on those things. Those things are just, like, important to work on. It's always important to work on yourself, because I feel like self-love is the best kind of love you can give yourself. And I feel like if you can give yourself the best self-love and the most amazing self-love in the world, God, I have time to lose my name, and it's hard, and not trying to let me in. So freaking annoyed. Like, all I want to do is get over so I can get the turn lane and turn in my job, and they won't even let me over. I feel like people in the city drive so smooth or something. I don't know. But where I live in my small town, people don't drive like this. Okay, sorry. I'm getting off subject. But so I felt like something was wrong with me and a lot was going on with me. And I was just talking about it. And I think I put a lot of what was going on with me into my relationship with my boyfriend. And so I think that's kind of unacceptable. I'm not going to blame that, all of that, on why we're in the situation we're in. But me, if I'm not mentally stable, it's kind of like I'm not going to be able to be the best girlfriend in the world. So I feel like for me, it's more so like, it's just more so like, you know, a lot of things I have to work on. And like I said, I don't know if me and him are going to come back from all this. Because it's not just that kind of turned us apart. It's other things too. But I don't know if we're going to come back from it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to reach out to him only because I feel like I need to focus on me. And it should be about me right now and my daughter and the things I'm trying to accomplish. So as much as I love him, and oh my God, there's a big bump in the road. What the heck? I just got new tires. Jesus Christ. Sorry. But anyway, with all that going on, it's just like, you know, I'm not going to risk everything, you know, that I worked so hard for, to chase behind somebody and try to fix everything. So, you know what I'm saying? That's like, as much as I love him and care about him, I'm not reaching out to him. I feel like, in this day, if he's ready to talk, if he's ready to work on something, if he feels like we need to do something differently, then I'm more than willing to be like, sure, let's work on it. But I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be willing to do that or not. But we'll see. If he reaches out to me, we'll talk. If not, we just won't speak. Because I feel like, and it's not me being petty or childish, it's me saying, like, I just am a firm believer, and I've always been raised, I just, my mom has always said, don't chase after no man. Let that man come after you. If he really loves you, he'll come after you, but you don't chase after him. So for me, it's like, in the past, and ever me and him have these huge falling out, I feel like I've been the one to fix it. I've been the one to text him and call him and say, oh, I'm sorry, blah, blah. He's never done that. So I feel like to me, it's like, you know what? You want this relationship, you fight for it. I'm not going to, I already know why I stand on everything. So it's like, what are you saying? That's how I feel. Yeah, but enough about that. But like I was saying, we just have to, it's just important to focus on our relationship and trying to fix things, because I think that's just super important to try to make sure that everything is on the up and up. Because if it's not, then it just, your relationship just kind of falls, and it's just, it's not good for anybody when your relationship is like falling apart and it's not in a good state. You know, it's not. But this is speaking for relationships in general, whether it be friendships, family members, or whatever. I think it's just so important that we all have open communication with our families, our friends, and whoever. You know, that's the biggest thing. Because I feel like, you know, it just seems like I said, not everybody can handle the mental illness, and not everybody can handle things that come with it. And some people just, like, even if you have to sit your family member down, or your friend or whoever down, and say, hey, let's go to therapy. I think therapy is so therapeutic. A lot of people are like, I don't want to sound like a stranger, but it's so therapeutic because you can actually get everything out. And I think it's good, like, it's really good. I think everyone should sit down and have a conversation and talk. And I think if you can bring your family to the therapy session and sit down and talk with them about everything going on, that's amazing, in my opinion. That's really amazing. Some people aren't willing to even do that. They're like, I'm not going to therapy. I'm not sitting down with you. But I think that that's a really good start if you kind of, I guess, mend something with your relationship or whatever, with a family, with a friend, or whoever. You know, that's a good start to go to therapy. Kind of get everything out on the table. Express yourself. I'm looking forward to going back to therapy. I haven't been to therapy in like almost 2 years, I think, because I thought I was fine and I didn't think I needed it anymore. But I called my therapist Saturday, left her a voicemail, trying to set up an appointment. So hopefully she calls me back today and we'll set up this appointment and I can just sit down and just kind of, I want to say hash everything out and just kind of get everything on the table and just kind of, figure everything out. So, yeah. So I decided on my Instagram name. I'm just going to do it after the podcast because I feel like this podcast is super important to me. So I want my Instagram name, new Instagram name, to be mental health. No, excuse me. My mental health diary. So I feel like that's going to be perfect. That's it. And like I said, I'm going to try to figure it out, guys. I'll probably have to start recording on my computer. Because I want, like I said, I want to start doing videos of me doing my podcast so I can put it, on my Instagram. My Instagram, this Instagram is going to be me, a lot of videos. It won't be a lot of, like, there'll be some quotes throughout the thing, but it'll also be, like, a lot of videos of me recording the podcast. So you guys can hear it, but also if you want to actually physically see me as I'm recording it, you can go to that Instagram. So once my phone comes, because I think my new phone will be here Wednesday, that's what I was told. So I think Wednesday it should be here. So once my new phone comes and I get that all set up, then I will, once I get that, my new phone and everything set up, then I will do that for you guys. I will, I'll get it all squared away for you guys. I'll just start recording, like I said, from my computer, and then I'll have, like, a camera on my phone filming me or whatever, and then we'll go from there. I don't know. I got to work it all out because I'm always recording my podcast at different times and things like that, so I have to figure it out at home how I'm going to do all this, but I will get it done for you guys. It'll be fun, and we'll have fun with it. I'm just going to have to find, like, time at home to do all this and carve out time in my schedule to be able to film myself and do a podcast so that when the recording goes out, you know, it'll also be uploaded on my Instagram as well. So yeah, basically that's it, you know, but I hope everyone is like enjoying their morning. I'm just like headed to work and just like, I don't know. But thanks for listening, guys. I'm almost close to my job, so I'm going to get ready to end this. Thanks for listening to me and rocking with me, guys. It means so much. I know I always tend to come and go, but you guys still support me, and that means a lot to me, means the world to me. I want to keep this going, and this time, because I'm genuinely being vulnerable and I'm genuinely being myself, I'm not saying I wasn't being myself, but just I'm genuinely being vulnerable and genuinely just like giving you guys the truth or whatever about everything. I feel good about going forward with Instagram, and I'm good about even going back to vlogging like I was doing. So there's a lot of things I gotta work on and I gotta do, but it will all get done. And thank you guys for the support again. Peace and love, and I will talk to you guys not tomorrow. Thank you for listening.